Yo, what up, street talk, street gods, street vlogs, Erkin in the house. It's more Turbo Thoughts. How to be motivated to make more new photos. So photography is our lifeblood, which means the motive is to create new pictures, not to sit on our laurels. So the person who is a good anti-role model is probably Henri Cartier-Bresson, because he gave up on photography. Why did he give up on photography? Because he reached such an apex level of success that he became dissuaded and jaded that there were no longer opportunities for future ascents. My personal thought is the best is yet to come, and therefore the optimal strategy in photography, life, etc. is actually striving to make more new photos. New photos are the best photos. So the question is, how does one motivate oneself to make new photos? So some thoughts. First and foremost, just walk more. Just think about, I had a challenge, the 30,000 step a day challenge. See if you could try to walk 30,000 steps in a day. It's just like, I mean, most likely you probably can and won't, but I do find it to be a fun life strategy, because when you try to structure a life in which you could try to attempt to possibly walk 30,000 steps a day, I mean, let's say you only hit 10,000 or 20,000, whatever, it's better to set the mark unusually high and fall short of it than to set the mark too low and then meet it, is just my general thought. So for example, if you want to get uber duper strong in whatever domain that you do, so for example, weightlifting, it's better to have an audacious life goal of lifting 1,000 pounds and then fall short of that than to be like, oh, just try to do the, I'm like, the most basic life goal. People's like, I want to bench 2 plates. I'm like, bro, that's so basic. It's like, aim to bench like 4 plates, 5 plates, 6 plates. Biggest strategy is to do it on the floor and to do it off the power rack. Ain't no need to do it on a bench. People who bench press on benches are essentially myopic thinkers who just follow certain memes of how things are traditionally done rather than critically thinking themselves. A big thing too is that when you're shooting Ricoh GR3, GR3X, whatever's, just photograph anything that even has a 1%, less than 1% chance of making good photos. So for example, having the Ricoh GR3X always in your front right pocket, Lululemon's licensed strain, and just shoot extra high contrast black and white, extra small JPEG in camera settings. And it's a good way to approach photography and street photography, because a lot of times people's always like discouraged because they're just like, oh, you know, I need to be motivated before I go out and photo. But you know, if you just go out and just photograph anything which appeals to you and just think less, it's a much more robust way to approach things. Also, a big tip I have is when it comes to photography, I mean, I learned this from my friend Rinzi Ruiz, R-I-N-Z-I-R-U-I-Z. Rinzi Zen is just follow the light. I mean, just walk where the light is. The more sunlights you could absorb, the better. Why is that? That is because photography means painting with light, or drawing with light, or etching with light. Photo means light, photons, the sun. Graphene, it literally means to like etch or to like claw in. And therefore, a robust way to think about photography is without light, you can't make photos. And also I think in street photography, etc. Yeah, allow yourself to photograph architecture. Don't allow yourself to be boxed in by basic lines of thinking, which is like, oh yeah, but that's a good photo, that's not a good photo. Whenever people start to think good versus bad, people's is essentially falling into unwise trap. And I think just yeah, follow the light, follow the sun. Whenever I go into the shade, I hate the shade where there's no natural light. I guess Santa Monica, I'm walking around Santa Monica right now, a house sitting right now, is Santa Monica ain't perfect, but at least there's a lot of nice natural light. But ultimately, the crux of the idea is, when in doubt, just shoot it.